This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Get your crab claws out. It's about to get real.
They ain't hashtag nope. They hashtag dope. You got one smoke show and a diva roach. Yo, they killing it. Because they be hanging with Krandis, turning matches into snatches and keeping their fans pissed. Clams dipped and spread on your boobs. You're a garbage man if you call Thomas Dubes. Now that being said, keep a trill instead. Because I'd rather sex my ex in the Academy of Head than kill myself dead inside a Starbucks. So I'll email in my problem to these two coy schmucks. Got an STD. Want to seize the cheese. Some 10 cent piece. Making you earn that booty. Well, just let them preach and tune in for free. Meanwhile, they're protecting your identity with anonymity. Can you guess the theme? Then let me hand the mic over to Theodore Leslie.
That loose meat, that goose meat. I'm a gay skeleton, but I got caboose meat. How's that for fair? Well, I'll tell you what.
Don't.
Wolf and duck and shut the fuck up. Bitch, I'll run your neck so fucking fast. It'll feel like an undeserved Sunday blast. And you know that I'm a beast in every single regard, because rapping in this voice is so fucking hard.
And we're out of time, unless she's goddamn fine. In which case, swipe right for that goddamn lick her crack to clit and that fuse is lit, cause she's a bomb and text jake.com got you this shit. This ain't no rom-com, so show me your pom-poms. I'm a glom on and go nom nom nom. Mom, turn the podcast off. But really, you my bitch, wash that dish, leave it on. Now I really gotta bounce, but before I do, let me give a shout out to that Ben Schwartz fool. And all my day ones, y'all get one too, so say it with me. Toda to these two Jews, teaching us Hebrew. But I'll let the pinch get me out of the cinch and tell me what to do. YouTube that shit? Nah, pure heart rule. One thing you gotta know, and that's yo-do-you. Oh, mercy.
Wow.
Damn, that was really chock full.
That was dense.
That was an encyclopedia.
Yeah, that was, you guys have come a long way.
I don't even get half the references.
Really,
that
yeah.
That was all of D12, right? Yeah. I recognize
the singer of my band.
The one guy, the main guy, sounded like he was recording, but didn't want somebody else to hear him rapping in the other room.
I was
going to
say the exact, it sounded like he recorded that while his mom was home.
Yeah.
These two Jews are going off with you and if I were you.
Teddy?
Nothing to.
I'm not trying. I'm not trying to do something artistic.
That's really
just
funny.
You have a roommate or something and you don't want them to hear the punk song recording on your acoustic guitar.
I'm barely even trying.
Oh, jeez. Murph, what are you doing in there?
Nothing,
dude. I'm freaking on the computer, man.
I'm not trying.
I'm not trying to do art.
I'm not putting effort into,
I'm
into
not
making something.
I'm not trying to sing. Why would I do that? I can't sing. Why would I try to do that?
Yeah. Effort was so not cool for like 14 years. I promise you, I'm not even trying. I'm not recording something because I would suck at
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Why would I freaking practice and try to get better? Why would I do that?
There's nothing lamer than effort.
Right. Instead of saying you do something, it's like, oh, you try? Like, oh,
no.
Did you try to sing?
No.
No. No. You're either good at singing or you're not. There is no try, which is why I don't try, which is why I'm not
a singer. I just try.
If everybody stuck it out with their high school punk bands, we'd all be amazing singers.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Right?
I really should have never quit.
No, I'm sure some people would just not get better.
Well, Tom DeLonge didn't necessarily get better, but he got a lot more successful.
He did try. Yeah, there's a curve of how cool effort is. And like starting at age 9, it starts to get less and less. And it peaks at minimum at like 16, I think. That's when effort is the worst.
Yeah,
right.
And then it starts
really
to get
power
better.
Through. If yeah. you power through and you are like full of effort at 18 when everyone thinks you're a fucking loser, then in your 20s you're like, oh wow, he's an artist now.
Yeah. Wow.
It's the same thing as being a nerd in high school. You're just like, no matter what you do in high school, you're a loser unless you're like playing sports, right?
Right.
Or in a band. Bands were cool.
That's true, yeah. But you have to be like relatively good. No, yeah.
You also have to kind of already be a cool kid and then have a band. Like, there were so many bad bands in my high school that had followings just because it was, you know,
the cool kid's band.
The cool kid grew his hair out and now he's an emo kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, that's the coolest kid.
They're not real. They're fucking sellouts.
I'm the real
deal.
Not
like me quietly recording in my room so that my dad doesn't hear.
This is punk. Just plug the pedal right into the computer so nobody hears it.
I'm wearing headphones so that literally nobody can understand or hear you. Episode 199.
Brian. Episode 200.
No.
We did it, boys. Oh, 200 episodes. Oh, congratulations.
Shit,
it's been a long road.
It's actually, yeah,
but,
it's not,
you know,
really.
We got here. 199. 200. We did it.
Yeah, the countdown won't continue until the next episode.
Until what?
Right. The next episode.
isn't a benchmark episode.
This is a throwaway is what we call it in the podcasting biz.
But we're happy that Brian Murphy is here.
Is back in the house.
First
episode since number 99?
Yeah, I believe so.
So you did episode 99. Mm-hmm. You missed 100 through 198, and now you're back, baby.
I'm back.
Dude.
It's back
in the game.
By the way, I don't think you said who recorded that song.
You're right. I didn't. Eric Dale.
It does sound like a guy who's not allowed to do rap in his room.
Hey. Eric?
Yes, Mr. Dale.
I mean, are you doing in there? Are you trying?
Actually, his email.
We don't try in this family.
His email kind of sounds like that. Hey guys, this is my second theme song submission. My first attempt at writing or performing a rap ever. Hope the flow passes the muster. I feel like I should give credit to the random YouTuber I got the beat from. I literally Googled basic rap beat. Feel free to shout them out or not. I don't care. I don't have any channels and whatnot of my own to shout out, but you can credit me as Eric Dale.
Oh, Eric Dale, you're good, man. You're good enough. You should keep at it.
Sing louder.
Rap
louder, dude.
Sing
rap
prouder.
Louder, rap harder. Rap faster. Rap badder. You're just like fucking commit, man. The flow's tight. The lyrics were all great.
It was good.
We just railed into him for 4 minutes. Yeah, and it's like, that was fine.
Once he became a human being, we're like, oh, fuck.
As soon as he said himself that he wasn't sure of himself, then now I want to build him up. Before, I wanted to break him down. Isn't it weird how fucking shit works like that?
How you felt bad.
How you like want to tear people down until they tear themselves down, and you're like, oh, come on. No, yeah. You're cool, man.
That's like the Eminem and 8 Mile thing. Like, I did this. I went to this school. I'm an idiot. Now tell them what they don't know about me. And he's like, oh, shit, I can't tear him down because he already did it to himself.
Yeah, and then he shows the whole crowd his white ass.
Yeah. Eminem. B-Rabbit. Have you seen 8 Mile?
I've seen bits and pieces on TNT.
You've never
Stars.
Seen 8 Mile?
I don't think so. Like, they, him and Brittany Murphy have sex in a factory or something.
Yeah,
that happens,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, dude,
that's cool.
Who'd have thought Murphy was the one to go? That's your last name too.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Are you guys related?
Yeah, she was my sister.
Holy shit! I'm sorry.
I can't believe you called her Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know,
I can't
keep
believe
it casual
you didn't see
for you guys,
sisters.
But you guys made it real dark and personal.
You didn't see your sister's movie, and then when you did, you said, "Oh, I think I saw when Brittany Murphy fucked Eminem in a factory." Right?
I didn't fully think out the joke.
You're also cousins with Marshall Mathers.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Which is weird, so it's all in the family.
Mekhi Phifer is your father.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what is this? This is an advice podcast. For those of you listening for the first time, it's called If I Were You. It's actually the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me and Jake. Sometimes we're alone. Sometimes we have friends. Every 100 or so episodes exactly, Murph joins us. an old friend, colleague.
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance. Acquaintance turned friend turned colleague turned stranger.
Back to acquaintance.
Yeah, full circle.
Yeah, we're back to, we might nod at each other if we saw each other on the street.
Oh, yeah. We take out one earbud as I walk by you. Hey, what's up, dude?
No, like, are we going to stop and talk? No.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
A single earbud friend.
See you in 100 episodes.
You've done this before. This is old hat, dude. You get it. We're going to be answering real emails from real people. Going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. I actually have one. That's sort of appropriate with what we've been talking about so far. So why don't you give me a female's name?
Jessima.
Nice.
Another one.
Oh, come on, dude.
We can edit that out.
That's not your best foot forward, man. Come on.
Cheryl.
That's Cheryl. Jessima Cheryl writes, I have a big picture question that as an avid day one listener, I'm certain you haven't addressed. Great start. I'm a 20-year-old junior in college, and I am terminally disillusioned with my garbage, social media-driven, self-indulgent, narcissistic generation. Of course, I'm a bit of a hypocrite since I listened to your dope podcast on my smartphone. However, I deleted all my social media accounts, and I refuse to be one of those divas texting constantly, scrolling through Insta while in a goddamn conversation, and taking pics slash selfies. I feel like life has become about documenting shit you do and desperately trying to prove to the world that your life is cool and exciting instead of actually living in and truly enjoying the moment. There's not a day that goes by where I don't fantasize about living in another generation, preferably the 60s, but honestly, I'd be happy if I was a teenager in the 90s, so I wouldn't have to grow up with this BS. I'm curious about your guys' perspective on this, since you were adolescents before the onslaught of technology, yet participate actively in social media as 30-year-olds. Was growing up without it better? Should I just accept my generation for what it is? Am I being a curmudgeonly, grandmotherly youth? Thank you. Love, Jessima Cheryl.
Jessima.
Jessima Cheryl. Carol with a chair.
Are you 30, Murph?
I am 30.
You're 30?
30 in October.
Jake's 30. I'm 33. Teenagers in the 90s.
I also like that she said that she wanted to grow up in the 60s.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'll even take
Vietnam
the 90s.
Vietnam ruled. Can you imagine if like your brother got drafted?
I'd rather be in this
sick
shit.
That would be.
I'd rather be fucking knee deep in the mud here in Viet Cong, getting shot at than have to fucking listen to one other person Snapchat their brunch.
Oh, then she could have gone to Woodstock. The '60s probably were pretty chill.
The '60s were chill, I assume. The '90s were definitely a simpler time.
I will say, though, you always
say it was a simpler time when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I would advise her to be a little less curmudgeonly. Because I think that when we grew up and stuff, I mean, didn't you guys sit around with your friends in AOL chat rooms and shit?
That's what I was thinking during this question. Like, there was still dumb shit that I did to distract myself. Like, I would come right home from school and, like, get onto the computer, be on AOL for like an hour, then watch TV. And before that, it was like I would come right home and watch TV. And now my phone like distracts me from TV a little bit.
But, yeah, you don't have to TV as much.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like I'm with her a little bit. Like I definitely notice when people have their phones out a ton.
Yeah, like at concerts when all the phones go up.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I had like a nervous breakdown. I was like super stoned at Governor's Ball. And
Sick, dude,
it was fucking ridiculous. And I was just watching Kanye, right?
Sick,
yeah.
Nice.
And all I could see in front of me was like just, I mean, it's a sea of phones, but I kept on looking at this one person's phone, and all they were doing was just like, they were like holding the phone and then zooming in, and trying to like take a picture of Kanye, like,
yeah,
fully zoomed in, like kind of grainy, and they would like tap it and try to take a picture, but it would come out of focus. They would tap it again and they would zoom in, zoom out. And I was just like, I just wanted to tell them,
yeah,
that it does it. You don't have to zoom in, you can zoom in afterwards.
Just buy it on Getty Images. There are better pictures of Kanye out there, right? You're not going to take the perfect one.
And like, then people taking like full 5-minute videos of his performance, like, that's just filling up your phone.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Watch that later?
Man, and it's so I definitely understand. And sometimes when I'm talking to somebody and they're on their phone, I just want to just like catch a little glimpse of what they're doing. And I'm like, if they're emailing, if they're texting, that's okay. And if it's scrolling through Instagram, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I do get it. I do get it a little bit.
And now that I'm Snapchatting, I've discovered a new sad thing. Do you Snapchat?
No.
So Snapchat, you turn it on and it's your camera instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's facing out, which is fine. And then sometimes it's facing back at me. So I like turn it on and I just see my sad, bored, complacent, resting face. Just like my fat on the toilet, like, and that's like the first thing you see when you turn on Snapchat, which is like a perfect logo of what your life has become when you're on Snapchat. You're just like my mouth open, drooping down, greasy forehead, like swiping through stuff. And the fact that you can like sometimes see it staring right back at you when you open the app. I highly recommend switching that default to the outwardly facing one. That way you don't have to stare yourself into the soul before seeing what somebody you don't know added to their Snap story, which is a whole other piece of social media obligation that I've added to my life for seemingly no reason. Mm-hmm. I used to like, oh shit, I gotta scroll through these Instagrams. Like, what if I have an unseen Instagram?
I gotta clear this feed.
Yeah, but I don't remember any Instagrams ever. Like, I'm spending at least 15 minutes a day looking at the photos, but I can't tell you one.
But also, life isn't so good that you like shouldn't be distracted from it ever. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, most of all of these times that you'd be sitting on, you're sitting on the toilet and looking at yourself and you look like a schlub.
Yeah.
Most of life is just schlubby stuff. It's just trying to get into a parking space, cleaning the dishes, taking shits. It's just real dumb most of the time. You know what I mean?
Toilet is fine. I think toilet smartphone use is good. I feel bad about myself when I'm using it while I'm talking to people. Like, if I get an email while I'm talking to someone, sometimes I'll check it, which is bad. I'll look at my phone while I'm watching something on TV, so I'm staring at two screens at once.
Yeah.
I'll shut off my computer, instantly take out my phone, and go to a website I was just on. So, like, why did I even use my computer?
The worst is when you're, like, you're getting an answering email, then you have to pee, you get up to go to the bathroom, and on my walk to the bathroom, I will, like, look at my phone.
Check my email it's that crazy. I was just on.
It's true. It's fucking crazy, man.
But if you look at older generations, I mean, have you ever gone to visit an aunt or an uncle or something, and they just have local news on all day?
Yeah.
Just, like,
the
24-hour news cycle is for like older generations, just so they can have white noise. And
that's their Twitter feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if anything happens, I want to be the first to know.
Yeah.
Right. If anything, I think you could be a little thankful that we live in a time where the stuff we consume and do can be so curated by, like, you get to choose who you're following on your phone or on your email. That's, like, kind of nice.
And also, I mean, I know I have friends that I would have lost touch with in high school or whatever that I've reunited with over the years because of Facebook or something, because it would just be like, you know, you see somebody on Messenger that you haven't seen in a while and you're like, oh, hey, are you going home for Thanksgiving or whatever, like while you're in college, and you stay friends with that person or whatever.
Yeah, I think the key for her is to find the joy, the good parts of it,
right?
Which is like, maybe you follow news stuff on Twitter, so you have a Twitter account and you follow news feeds. Suddenly you're becoming smarter because of Twitter rather than following friends.
I can't recommend this app, the New York Times Now. This app, it's great, great for sort of meaningful news, and it's like you want to read it. So
it scratches the itch of Instagram while reading news.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right to say that she should find the joy in social media and all that stuff, because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
it's not going to make her any happier to be mad at her generation. Right? It's not going to do anything.
I think she should like join Instagram and follow just like any Instagram that makes her happy, like outdoorsy Instagrams. That's a nice, it's a nice way to find places you want to visit.
Yeah.
You can use it for good.
The douchebags have been around forever. Like, the people she's talking about are just the assholes her age.
Right.
Like, the percentage of people that are just out in the world that you're going to become friends with and really connect with is very small.
Yeah.
So these people that she's talking about are just people who aren't her friends.
Right. But she's only 20. What if the pool of, I feel like us being 30, there's a bigger pool of non-douchebags. Maybe when you're younger now, they're mostly douchebags.
I can't imagine going to high school and college while having all these distractions. I feel like I would get a lot less done. Like, now I have to do real work, but if I had to do like something boring like schoolwork and then also have all this stuff like staring at me, or like I'm on my computer trying to like learn while Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever is happening, I feel like I'd be so much more distracted.
We kind of had that stuff with Instant Messenger though, right?
Yeah, we had one thing.
Yeah.
Like IM or GChat.
We had the whole internet when you were at your computer during high school.
Yeah, but there was no... I didn't have Facebook when I was in high school. I didn't have Twitter.
I guess there's no social aspect.
Yeah, no social media. So it is harder, I would imagine. But at the same time, is growing up without it better? Is her first question.
We don't know anything else. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think it is better. Like I remember going outside a bunch as a kid, but then I also sat around and watched TV. There were times when I just like lie upside down on the couch and be like, "This is so fucking boring."
Yeah. Do you remember?
What am I doing today?
Being in high school or something and not having a cell phone and not having any way to talk to people except for the landline and just sitting around and waiting for somebody to call you so you can leave your fucking house.
Yeah.
It was so, life was so boring. It was so boring.
Yeah. Imagine having nothing to do. Like even right now, there's always stuff I can do, even if it's as small as like tweeting something, trying to stay socially relevant. But there was a time in my life where I just woke up and I'm like, I have nothing. Yeah. It's summer. I really don't have anything to do until school starts. I have zero.
Yeah.
I'll, read an encyclopedia, I guess?
Isn't that kind of nice?
If you're 19 years old and you just wake up on a Saturday and you don't have a soccer game that day or something, what do you do? You're not sitting there and, you know, writing a screenplay or something. You could be. That would be great.
Yeah, but you're
either scrolling through your phone or you're just sitting there being like, oh my God.
That's why I a little bit like miss school, because like none of my stuff is currently being graded. Like I'm creating stuff and it's like, I don't know if I passed or failed. It just exists. I need somebody to judge me. Nobody's judging me. And I feel like
judge
I missed
you.
That.
You have ratings on your podcast.
You got grades. Like, are just more complicated.
Yeah. The grades are from fans, not like teachers. Yeah, I need a B or a C. Like I need somebody to be like, that podcast episode was actually a B minus.
Oh, and this God, is I would hate the grading system.
Because you didn't get good grades.
I got great grades.
Did you?
They were all over the place. Sometimes I got really great grades, and sometimes I got really bad grades.
What was your GPA in high school?
I think I 3.3 something. Is that like A's, B's, and a little bit of C's?
Did you guys do a GPA in high school, or was it just like A, B, C's for you guys?
Well, GPA is an average of the A's, B's, and C's.
Right. But I mean, did they actually give you a GPA?
Yeah.
On your report card?
Yeah.
They did not. Right?
They didn't. They did. I think they did for us. No, yeah, they did. I don't remember what it was. I think it was a 3-something.
You have to like submit that number to colleges, didn't you?
I went to a small college
I was
in New
homeschooled
Jersey.
And
I didn't do homework in high school.
What?
I just didn't do it.
Wait, like it was assigned and you didn't complete it?
I would try to scramble to do it right before class, like at my locker in the morning, or copy somebody else's homework or something just real quick, or do it on the bus or something.
Right. It was you had to just show something, but I remember there would be times like, because for math, you didn't even necessarily have to have all the answers right. It just needed to be done. Yeah. And there were days where I was so lazy that I wouldn't even, like, I would just show the teacher, be like, go around checking homework, and I would show her the blank piece of paper. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't do it.
Yeah, me too.
What did you do as a teacher? You're like, okay, fuck you.
I had such a bad reputation eventually that those teachers would start spending whole minutes looking over mine while they like kind of glazed over everybody else's.
They would take
and they would be like, okay, you clearly copied this answer because all of this work leads nowhere. This is nothing. You just wrote numbers.
That's really funny. They know more than you, and you're like, I'll outsmart them. Yeah. They're just the teacher. What do they know? How do you get away with that for years, though?
Because well, if you show a lot of work and then you have like a and you can genuinely like earnestly say like, I tried, I just didn't really understand this, then it's like, okay, well, I see that you put in the effort, and they wouldn't like deduct you for missing homework. But yeah, then
but
I
did my homework
at all.
I did my homework probably half the time, to not be hyperbolic, but like half the time I actually.
So did you just get C's in high school?
I got B's and C's and a couple A's here and there.
Did your parents know that you didn't do your homework?
Yeah, probably.
Did your teachers like you?
Yeah, because I was nice. I was a good kid.
I was apologetic.
I bet my teachers always. I was funny and I was nice and I would make jokes that weren't like at the teacher's expense. I would make jokes like for the teachers. So they liked me, and I didn't ever get really bad grades.
Yeah, I was a loud kid who wasn't like a criminal.
Right, you know, not what I disruptive. Mean? I would... positive no, jokes.
Yeah. Like, kids in my school would just be like, this dude just sat on his desk and wouldn't get down, even though the teacher begged him to. So the principal had to come in and wrestle him down. It's just, what is... Why? Just weird acts of defiance that weren't funny or so, anything.
Like, so the fact that you only did homework half the time is like, oh, you're still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you should have done your homework, but damn it, Brian, we like you.
Yeah. At least you didn't sit on your desk.
I guess that was a pretty low stakes example. Huh?
A high bar. All I have to do is not sit protest. On my desk. Did you guys have any kids expelled from your school?
I think so. I can't totally remember.
There wasn't like an incident. We had a couple like drugs on retreats, kids getting expelled situations.
Yeah, we did.
What? Really?
Yeah. Some, I mean, like weed, nothing beyond weed, but like kids would show up. We had like academic probation. And if you got in trouble when you're on probation, you got expelled. My school was kind of strict about it, I guess.
Did you have any friends that were expelled?
Yeah. I had like two friends that got expelled.
Damn.
That's baller, dude.
Yeah, dude, that was so kind of cool. Sick. Yeah.
What'd they do?
One, they smoked weed in
the math.
With the teacher. I think they like cut class and smoked weed at the athletic fields or something and they got caught.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Are those kids good people now or did they turn out to be bad people?
I lost touch with one of them, but the other person is a good person.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how expelled kids end up turning out. Is it just like a 50-50 shot still, or is it like mostly bad seeds?
Probably 50-50, because I feel like some kids take that as a turning point. You're like, okay, you got expelled from your last school. This is your last shot.
Yeah.
And then they do better. And sometimes like they're acting out at school because that's not the right fit for them.
Yeah, they're like smart. That's the coolest cool to be, is like, I'm smarter than school.
Right.
Like the kids who got bad grades but a great SAT score without studying.
Some of them have like problems with addiction, and then that's not necessarily going to...
That's even cooler, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's the coolest you could be.
One's a doctor and one's dead. That's
so that's 50-50. Why I lost touch with him.
The doctor. Yeah. I still talk to the dead one every fucking day.
I write on his Facebook wall.
Every year. Oh, mercy.
Speaking of social media.
Thank you. Let's take a break real quick, and then we'll come back with more questions and answers.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Murph, what have you done for the last 100 fucking episodes? Where the hell have you been, dude?
Where have I been?
You don't call, you don't write?
I'm sorry. I was working on a show for MTV called Middle of the Night Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's done now.
All right.
All right.
It's funny, that came and went in between those 100 episodes, between 99 and 199.
Like a shooting star that no one saw. And then exploded into the night.
Yeah.
No, it was a great
Alex
experience.
Watt, R.I.P.
Yeah, it was really fun. And now I'm working on a pilot for True TV with my wife, Emily.
Emily Axford.
Emily Axford.
Another, if I were you, guest favorite.
Yeah.
What is that? What's called?
It's called No Dumb Questions. And I'm not sure exactly how much I'm allowed to talk about it, but it's
say
a
no
cool,
more.
Fun show. And hopefully it'll
edit what
know,
I did say out,
TV
actually.
Yeah.
You actually just got in trouble.
Oh, yeah. God. I'm not allowed to mention.
They're canceling the pilot.
Yeah. Oh.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We asked you to do a podcast for HeadGum.
Yeah, and we are totally going to do a podcast. We
we actually have a contract right here.
Yeah, it's very strict. You guys own us. I should have read it.
We're actually not.
Here's a knife because you sign in blood.
We're not letting you leave until you start it.
Ooh, yeah.
It can happen right now. Hey, welcome to Murph's podcast.
Welcome to the first episode of Murph at Jake and Amir's house.
But you know, you don't have an idea for a podcast yet, right?
No, we have an idea. So we had one originally that was kind of very pop culture-y, but we're not pop culture nerds in that way, so it came off kind of weird. Like we watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer together, and it just ended up us both being like, Buffy was good. I think I'm on Team Angel and Buffy. I like them together.
We like it. We don't know who wrote it or what they really went on to do.
Yeah. And so I think something stupider and maybe like that'll get us a little bit more passionate would be a better idea. We right. talked about doing something where we might call it like Trouble in Paradise or something, where we both bring something to make the other person angry.
Oh, that's
like just
good.
Like a statement. That's not, it's not personal, but it's just like,
right.
this movie that you always talk about, I actually hate it.
Right.
And here's why it's bad.
That's
or
so
like that.
Are you going to blindside her about it? Or is it
we
like
would
stuff
blind,
you've already...
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they both, Emily hates The Blind Side.
Yeah. So nice. Emily could, you know, come in and be like, I actually hate pro wrestling, and this is why it's dumb, and this
wow.
is why, and I would be crushed.
That's really good. All the stuff you've been back. Polite about.
Yeah.
It's almost like, empowering. It's bragging about how strong your relationship is.
Yeah. Well, it's not... It would be about dumb things like that, where we could get into arguments about, you know, why the Ultimate Warrior is cool or something, instead of we're not going to be like, you know... Oh, this serious relationship
yeah.
thing.
Like, I didn't like blah, blah, blah. Going to your house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Your mother's weird around me.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's really gut-wrenchingly real.
God.
Well, people are fucking... I'm waiting for it. Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Just announce a date right now. Let's get it set in stone.
Premiering
What's
on...
When does this come out?
This will come out... Let's see. It's Wednesday, February 10th. This will be online in 7 hours.
All right. So this will be our podcast will be out in 3 hours.
Oh my God.
If
you have to run home.
Jake and Amir promise this will be up there.
Episode 199 of our show is episode 1 of your show.
Yeah.
It's a crossover.
So cool.
Let's answer some more questions because I feel like we only got to one. That one was more of like an overarching thesis. She was just like, what is society right now?
That's another good idea for a podcast. That's like one big question. It's almost like people suggest a theme for
yeah.
a
one
podcast.
Big question.
Yeah.
That's a good, question. That's a good title too.
Shit.
That's like what
you
want
to outsource that to Murph and Emily?
Yeah, take
one
it.
One big question.
I'd love that.
Oh, that'd be another funny idea for a podcast is outsourcing it to like India. So you just get like four Indians in a room somewhere in India and be like, hey, yeah, your assignment is to make a podcast. You don't have to do telemarketing or data analysis or entry. Just make a podcast.
That would
we'll
be
pay
really
you.
Cool. Let's do that.
Seems a little
podcast.
Seems a little racist, right?
That's, yeah,
like
well, that's what it's called.
Well, that's what the first episode
little...
covers. If is this podcast racist?
And this my following impersonation will be why it is racist. Okay, so ask me: is this racist?
Then... I'm going to ask you not to do that because you did just you put on a turban really quickly.
Can you not? Can you do impressions of people without it being racist?
I don't know. There's I feel like it's not like cut and dry, right? There's
yeah.
some sort of gray area where you could do an impression that's not racist, and you could do one that could
you
be
can't.
Racist.
Well, you can't impersonate a people, right?
I don't know, dude.
You can impersonate Southern people. Like, nobody, if I did like a twangy Southern accent, nobody would be like, hey, Jake, that's really racist. And yeah. if they did, I could probably be like, no big deal. But then if I did a really offensive, and I'm already calling it really offensive, if I just did an Asian accent, yeah. I think it'd be offensive.
What if it actually sounds like them?
I don't know. I think it's just like the way it makes people feel. And if it makes enough people feel like uncomfortable, then hey, it's racist.
Let's get to an actual question. Yeah. Do you have a guy's name? Murphy?
Yeah, Bucket.
All right, Bucket writes.
Dope, dude.
Hey guys, currently preparing.
Great nickname.
Hey guys, currently preparing for a bodybuilding show, which consists of Sick. Me doing my thing up on stage for 1 minute. The only problem is that I can't think of a song that would be unique and powerful. Do you guys have any ideas to help me beast this? I'm just going to put up a bunch of words at the bottom here in case you do a word search thing. Watermelon, pineapple, almond, tree bark, tits of mackerel fish. Thanks. Hmm. Love, Bucket.
All good buzzwords.
Search.
When I, knowing that he needs a song to pump him up for a bodybuilding competition, made me like do this silent laugh that almost made me cry instantly. Like, I was so excited.
Well, this isn't to pump him up. I think this is him, his on stage shit.
Yeah, I know. That's why I am psyched. This is amazing. What an amazing opportunity to help a specimen reach his true potential.
Yeah, he's got to tweet a picture at us, right? I want to see how beefy he is.
Tweet a pic at CH Murph.
Yeah.
Are you still lifting,
Include
doing
me
all
the
that?
On it too.
No, I'm
You're out of that? You're out of the game?
You just
do jiu-jitsu now.
I do jiu-jitsu.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I'm digging that. But yeah, let's actually, all right. What's a good song for this dude? It's gotta be epic, right?
Yeah, I've got one that I think is really it's a little subversive, but I think it's pretty neat.
I believe in the rhythm of the night, dancing to the morning light. Da, 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 da.
Not that. Oh, not that. My suggestion?
Yeah.
I get to go first?
Sure.
It's I feel pretty, oh so pretty. So it's sort of like playful, a little coy, a little saying like, it's almost like I don't need the song to be huge and masculine because I am huge and masculine. And I am pretty, and I feel gay.
I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking owning that shit. That's my suggestion.
All right. Murph, you got one?
No, I gotta think long and hard about this.
Yeah. The first thing I think of are when I hear that Beast song, I think of like, what's that band that goes, wake up!
System of a Down.
But that's what everyone's going to be doing. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
Click, click, boom. Like all that shit. Don't do that. Don't buy into it. I'm saying, I feel pretty. So pretty.
That's too far in the other direction, I think.
Yeah. There's subversive and there's just wrong.
What about Rock You Like a Hurricane?
Oh, Here I Am?
Yeah.
That's good.
And he swaggers over to the front of the stage. Dun it, rock you like a. And then he strikes perfect lat pose in the back. Are you ready for the weather? Then he turns around, perfect abs, pops a pec on the left, pops a pec on the right.
You know all the moves.
Yeah, dude.
There's also something to like a mashup or something.
Oh, yeah, so it starts with that.
Yeah, like or a remix,
or just straight up Bangarang by Rufio.
How does that one go?
In the beginning, it's like I don't want my bond boys be rowdy. I don't want my bond boys be Bangarang. I think if he came out at Bangarang and then started to really bust moves,
yeah,
I think that'd be pretty sick.
I also like the new Missy Elliott song. You're like. It's fate, but don't saturate.
Yeah. The dance that you're doing is dumb.
Yeah.
How did you wait, guys, got it.
We're actually out of time.
No. Power by Kanye West.
Oh.
Dunna. Hey. Dunna.
Oh, that is cool.
I'm living in that 21st century. You know, so
a lot of Kanye songs would be good. Also, like the one that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like power though because it's a little lesser.
Because no one man should have all that power. Referring to his body. No one should be this shredded.
That is cool.
So it starts with "I feel pretty, oh so pretty," and then it's "and I pity any girl that isn't me."
Yeah, mashup. Come on, I love it.
we can get girl talk to do it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Tweet us a picture of your body, bro.
More than anything else. All right, let's answer one more question before we have to go. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you in a rush? Anybody?
Nope.
All right.
I feel bad. We only got to three questions. Three. Is this lowest question?
No, there was
did an episode where we didn't answer a question.
Yeah, we didn't get one. So zero is the record.
And you guys have him on the 200th episode.
We don't know yet.
It's all a surprise. Yeah. Nobody, everyone's fucking speculating.
Right.
Like the Twitter sphere is abuzz with this shit. Who's gonna be to episode 200? We don't know.
So you guys are fucked. Like you have no.
Yeah, we actually
have not.
Scrambling. Ben's not answering your text.
Do you have Thomas Middleton just is email.
We're actually just gonna have you back on.
Does Thomas still talk to you?
Not to us, but he'll tweet, and I assume it's to me.
Yeah.
All right. Another female's question.
All right. Ladies' choice.
Let's see.
Ladies' choice, because this is a lady's voice. And it's
basket.
The latest.
Okay.
Bucket and basket. Really sweet.
My two twins. I dated this guy for like a month. We snapped. We laughed. We had sex. We talked every day for a month. Then one day, he stopped. I reached out a week later to say hi. And you can tell that he wanted to pull a classic fadeaway. Now it's been like 2 months since we last talked, and here's the question. I want to know what happened, and why he did the fadeaway. How would be an appropriate way, and a smooth way, to ask that, without seeming desperate? Note for the pod, you should do an episode where you talk about yourselves. How did you guys meet, and moments you guys have had together?
All right, now let's do that. Moments we have had together. That is nice. We'll do it. We'll do an all us asking each other questions episode. That
might
be good. Fun. All right, but
the fade away. Yeah. Have you ever been faded away?
No.
Have you ever faded away?
No.
I've mostly
just consistently been in relationships. So.
And you've gotten closure as to why it ended. Why? Like you never were left.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Absolutely.
What happened?
Yeah. Totally.
Jacob.
I have faded away on several people.
And
almost everyone I've ever dated.
Do they ever reach out and be like, why? Or is it like understood?
No, I don't think anybody's ever reached out. There's been times like when I fade away from somebody, then we'll meet up again, like at a bar, maybe like, you know, a month or two later, you'll just meet up and have sex or something one last time. And they'll talk about like,
Yeah.
You stopped calling me, and I'll just be like, oh, I was so
You never call me on my cell phone. Do you know Hotline Bling?
Yeah.
That would be a bad one for the workout one.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. Don't do that one.
Don't do it.
How about you?
I try not to ghost, like to leave confusion. I try to like give a explanation, but I have been like, I've had like certain things end, and I'm like, I wonder why it ended. And I was too proud to ask. And then I realized, why ask? Because the answer is always the same. I didn't like you enough to want to see you more.
Yeah.
And it's never like, it's because you did this specifically. Right. It's always just like,
there's not a satisfying answer that this guy will provide. Because no matter what it is, he probably won't be 100% candid, which is, I just didn't like you enough to keep on seeing you.
Yeah.
Or he'll be like, oh, I met somebody else.
Or he'll say he's busy,
really busy with
or something
work.
Like that.
Yeah. He'll just, he doesn't want to see you anymore. He didn't necessarily do it in a great way. But I don't think there's an answer that like sheds any worthwhile light on why you got ghosted.
Yeah. And the without seeming desperate thing, there's no way to like reach out after 2 months and be like, I was just thinking, you know, what happened to us? There's no smooth way to do it.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were going to ask, it should have been right away. Like, hey, just out of curiosity, why not now?
Sure. And it's kind of irrelevant, right? I mean, it would be easier for her to just cut this dude out of her life and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Because there's no good answer that comes from this. She doesn't have a future with this guy. Nobody that's actually worth your time would just stop talking to you.
Right. Exactly.
So that's like the, what do you glean from this, from his response? There's no answer that like gives you new information going forward into a different relationship. It's like, okay, so this next one, I won't do whatever I did last time.
Right.
But that, not that you didn't do anything last time. He just stopped talking to you.
Yeah, you guys just aren't right for each other.
What was I going to say? Fuck. No. Wait. Come back. This is me in my mind. I'm like on a raft.
This is you
drifting away from
an
island. I got it. A lot of the times you reach out again because you're hoping that it leads to more like a second chance. Like, oh, hey, I was just wondering what happened. And then it's like, oh, we're talking again. Oh, hopefully we can hook up again. So maybe you don't actually want an answer. You just want to be with him again, which is probably not going to happen.
Right. You're just putting off getting over it.
Yeah. You're like, I can't get over it until I have an answer. I need closure. But really, any end of a relationship is the closure that you need to move on.
And a meaningful relationship, you can always ask somebody, like, I feel like people are a lot more open with each other in a really meaningful relationship, then you actually get some good information. Like, you were too jealous and that weighed on me, or like you were too dependent, or you weren't available, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
But after I've been with someone for a month, and if they ask like why I didn't want to be with them, and it's because I thought their voice was annoying, I would probably just be like, I got really busy with work. I'm sorry.
Are you sure that's why? Is there anything about me I can change? Can you change your voice? Is that like a surgery you can have?
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Awesome. Hey. Wait, Bucket?
Hey.
Bucket.
You guys know that Kanye West song? Planning on popping a few pecs to that bad boy.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
I feel witty and gay. Murph, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the 200th episode.
200 minus
one. It's a true honor. I've been having some dark thoughts lately, but you know, it means everything to know that you guys believe in me as a friend and a colleague. To have me on the 200th episode.
Let's def schedule 299. Just looking at my calendar. What is your April of 2017 like?
April of 2017, I will still be middling in
of
my
the
career.
Night show.
Yeah.
Season 2, baby, we're back. VH1 Classic.
What's up? I'm 39 somehow.
How did that happen in 1 year? You aged 9 years in 1 year.
You look like you were president for 2 terms. You look so sick.
You look like Obama at age 58. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, the email address for all that stuff is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song, rap song, was written by Eric Dale. And this closing one, great name too, Johnny Ottawa. Thoughts?
Love it.
Love the name. Let's hear the song. Murph, see you in 100 episodes. And we'll be back
101 episodes. I'll see you guys.
Oh, man. We'll be back soon. Bye.
I know exactly what to do. And if I didn't know what to do, I'd email you. And if I were you, show@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.